It's Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent. Today our collect church at St. Menas, which was at the first milestone of the Via Ostiense, the road heading out to the coast and Rome's port city Ostia, and it went past St. Paul's Outside the Walls, which is our Roman station today. This is called Wednesday in Mediana because before Lent was lengthened, this was the midway point and therefore a turning point for the catechumens. There were special rites today for them in anticipation of baptism, and those elements are still in the Vetus Ordo baptism rites. So our Roman station is St. Paul's Outside the Walls. St. Paul, a Roman citizen, could not be crucified, so he was beheaded near Rome on the road that goes out to Ostia at a place called Three Fountains, Tre Fontane, about 2 miles to the south of the center of Rome. This humble little tomb swiftly became the site of a shrine and then a basilica built by Constantine in the 4th century. There was a mile-long covered portico or walkway from the edge of the city out to the basilica to help pilgrims make the trip a little more easily. In 1823, the basilica burned from the façade to the triumphal arch. Some workmen had left some embers from a fire on the roof. Gregory XVI made an appeal to the whole world to help with the rebuilding of the place, because essentially the church was broke. Gifts of money came in from all over the world. During the year dedicated to St. Paul, 2008 and 9, archaeologists found the marble sarcophagus of the apostle beneath the main altar. In the tomb were bone fragments dating to the 1st century and remains of cloth of purple, the imperial color, with gold threads in it, very much like the cloth that was found to have been wrapped around Peter's bones, discovered under St. Peter's Basilica in the reign of Pius XII. Today, if you visit St. Paul's, you can view the site of the sarcophagus through an opening. I mentioned special rites for the catechumens in ancient times. Well, today they would be called by name to come forward, where the priest would put salt in their mouths, which is still part of the traditional form of baptism. As they knelt, a cross was traced on their foreheads by their sponsors. This was repeated 3 times with exorcisms. Before the gospel, they had the epitha, or ear-opening ritual, to open up the catechumens to receive the spiritual message of the word. Then the traditio symboli occurred. That's the giving of the creed. The creed was sung in Greek and Latin, and then an acolyte held a hand over their heads, and they were taught the Our Father for the first time. Then they were sent away before the sacrificial part of the Mass began. St. Paul's Outside the Walls was a very good place to do this because he is the quintessential convert, and his eyes and ears, which had been closed to Christ, were open. And so now as we move through Passion Tide toward Easter, try to recapture something of the spirit of a catechumen. We'll hear from Father Troedek today in his wonderful book, Toward Easter. According to the fathers of the church, the man born blind from today's gospel represents the human race, which is born in blindness of spirit since the fall of our first parents, and which God willed to heal of its misery in spite of man's ingratitude by a pure effect of his mercy. The clay which Jesus makes to coat the eyes of the man born blind represents his incarnation, God who is made flesh, God who becomes man to earn for us the gift of sight. To gain that gift, we have to go to the pool of Siloam, that is, to be washed by the waters of baptism in the mystical pool. It opens our eyes to sight by communicating the light of faith and making us capable of contemplating one day the divinity of our Lord for all eternity. The greater our faith, the more rapidly shall we advance with steps of love. For this to be so, let us keep watch over the purity of our life. Experience shows that the virtue of purity is the best means of conserving the faith and charity in ourselves, whereas the vice of impurity can only destroy them. And so let us jealously guard this treasure of purity, and to do so let us be generous souls, upright souls like the blind man in the gospel, souls who avoid all duplicity, all compromise with the spirit of the world. O Jesus, I confess that Thou art the light of the world, and that Thou hast given the light of heaven back to my soul, blinded by sin. Place a new heart in me, a new spirit, so that I may have a faith ever more profound.